Hey, Cones, it's Tommy. Just checking in at the top of the show. I want to remind you the two most effective ways that you can help the show. First one, if you are planning on going on a cruise with anybody, yourself, your significant other, friends, family members, whatever, let me know and I can set you up. I will hunt down the best possible deal I can for you and we will set you up with an ideal, hopefully a dream cruise. All the information I have, I will give to you. If I don't have the information, I will find it regarding the ports of call, regarding the particular cruise ship you'll be on, the port you're cruising out of, all that stuff. I'm here, Tommy@alwaysbebooked.com. The second way to help the show is to simply share it with someone who you think might like it. Anybody who's into cruising, anybody who's into travel podcasts, anybody who's into just weird podcasts, they might like it too. Those are the two ways. Tommy@alwaysbebooked.com, and I will book your cruise. And please share the show with somebody else. Let's get it going.
Oh, we back for another one, right? Bags are packed. Hey, Tommy, you ready?
Let's go.
We going in. Hey, yeah. It's the night before the cruising. If I'm honest, I ain't sleeping. But even if I could, I'd be dreaming about this weekend. All the fun we about to have as we taking this vacation. Always be booked on our way to embarkation. Cause we know what's in store. Pockets and palm trees, tropical sea breeze, and frozen daiquiris. Oh, please. Thank you, sir. Yes, I think I'll have another. Please don't blow my cover, cause I'm passing on the muster. Bring a lover, bring a friend, bring someone you just met. It ain't snowing where we going, and the good times never end. Here's the 5 more years, drinking beers, running piers. Thanks for giving us your ears, through the laughter and the tears. But we just getting started out here, give us a holler. If you're looking, you can find us somewhere south of the Bahamas. Getting hotter as we go, Cones and we united. So sound that horn, cause everybody's invited.
All aboard and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Always Be Booked Cruisecast Show, coming to you not quite live from New York, Long Island, whatever you want to call it. I know people wonder where I'm on Long Island. I live in a place called East Rockaway. I work in a place called Rockville Center. I am less than, I guess, you know, it's pity, you know, you want to say New York City. If I was a four, five, 6 minute drive west, I'd be in New York City. But I can't. You can't lie. You got to say where you are. You're in Long Island. That's where I'm in. I'm in Long Island. So, all right, crazy freaking guys. What can we say here? First of all, the guest this week is John. They call him the Rooster. John Klayko, John Klaykowski, man of many names, man of many hats. He is he's the chief CEO. He is the captain of the coop. He has a YouTube channel called The Ship Show, and really, really has done a tremendous job as far as creating a community, building a group of like-minded cruisers and cruise YouTube content enthusiasts where, you know, there's a lot of people out there. I would say, you know, not to gas the Rooster up too much, but I got to say, on the Vlogger's Cruise, he was the guy. You know, there's bigger channels out there. There's people with more reach. There's people who have a tighter, broadcast, a more consistent broadcast, all that type of thing. But, you know, the Rooster gets out there, and the people who ride for the Rooster ride hard for him, as they should, you know, as do we all. And, we cover a lot. That is The Ship Show, John the Rooster Klaykowski. He will be on the show in a minute. But I wanted to touch on a few things first, okay? A lot of weird stuff going on in cruising. And, you know, I'm not going to dive too deep into the stuff, but you've heard it. You heard about the situation in Africa. And it's a cut and dry thing. It's not that complicated, right? You know, a lot of outlets are covering it, as they should. It is a pretty big story. But they missed the ship. You missed the ship by an hour. You know, I understand the people out there are going nuts. They're trying to, I guess, vilify the cruise line. I don't know if that's warranted. You know what I mean? I can see what, you know, if you're going to be a conspiracy theorist, you know, this might be, and I will put on my tinfoil hat for a second, and I don't believe what I'm about to say. I don't believe it. Okay, so I'm not going to die on the hill. Is that what they say? I'm not going to go to the wall for this argument, but you know, I do agree with everything most people are saying regarding the situation that, yes, these people were an hour late. The ship clearly state the cruise line clearly states in the cruise contract that you are supposed to be on time. If you're not on time, the ship is going to leave without you. So it is a cut and dry thing. It's a cut and dry case. But yes, okay, is there any type of, I guess, wiggle room that the cruise could have given these people? I, as we know, have been a little bit of a person who's been known to test the boundaries of when the ship is going to leave. I've never come in after. I've never gotten on a cruise ship after the time that it states when they're selling you the damn cruise initially. You guys know what I mean. The cruise says, all right, all aboard time is, you know, if you go to book the cruise, it says, oh, we're in Aruba from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay? That's why I bought the cruise, because it says 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Then you get on the ship, and you find out they want you on the ship at 5. Yeah, we're leaving at 6. You're still in Aruba, but we want you on the ship at 5. Okay? I've been a little bit late. I've been a later than 5, but I've never been as late as the 6, the time that they're supposed to leave. So when these people are an hour after the time, I can't really give them any, you know, as much as I want to commend them for doing the things and getting out there and enjoying themselves, I can't defend them for being an hour late. I can't. What I will say is that, you know, I don't know. You know, this is, tinfoil hat. Yeah, they didn't book through the cruise line. What's the lesson here? If you're the Norwegian Dawn, what's the lesson here? The lesson will be, hey, next time, give us your hard-earned dollars. Don't go to a third party with your excursion. Because why? Why? Well, because if you're in Africa and you don't want to get left by the ship, if there's a delay and you book through the cruise line, we're waiting for you. Not a third party. I do not think there's a conspiracy there. But, you know, I of course the people are upset, you know. But, you know, I don't agree with going on all these other mainstream media outlets and, you know, desecrating Norwegian Cruise Line based on things that you... I'll do some Norwegian desecrating in a minute. Stand by for that. But no, you were wrong. You were an hour late. You got... It cost you some money. You were late. You made a mistake, and it was a costly mistake. There's other wacky stuff going on. MSC is accepting paperwork on cruise ships that are fake documents. And then you try to go into the actual port. I think it was Spain, right? Was it Spain or was it South America? I don't know. This is one hell of a news article here, Tommy. And that's not the point. The point is that these people were able to dupe MSC with fake documentation, but then they were not as lucky once they got into a port. Either way, I don't want to talk about that. There's so much stuff going on in cruising that is just weird. But then there's also so much stuff going on in the world that's weird. Because as a 40-something year old man living in New York, most of my early life, and then intermittently through my adult life, once I hit 25, you know, the whole Florida thing back and forth here and there. Guys, an earthquake? Where was I? I was on a couch, kind of just unwinding or pre-winding before I knew I had to go to work and do, you know, a long, hard day. I was just relaxing. Felt the ground and the house and my surroundings trembling. Now, I've never experienced an earthquake. I've never felt an earthquake in my life. Today, that happened, and it did not take more than 10 seconds for me to realize I was in an earthquake. Okay, 4.8. I get it. People out in the Bay Area laughing at us. Oh, that's cute. 4.8. You think you're... I was told by a few people that's, you know, 4.8 is the real deal. No, is it going to, you know, topple things necessarily? No, maybe not. But it was crazy because I just started getting text messages from people that were significantly far away. And I'm like, damn, this was the real deal. So yeah, I'm sitting there, felt the ground shake, lasted about, felt like about 15 seconds. And then that's all you can say. You know you're in an earthquake for some reason. You know you're in an earthquake. And then you're like, will this stop? When will this stop? And then it did stop. And then, yeah, I overheard out the window, heard the townspeople clamoring and wondering what the hell just happened. And, yeah, it's scary. It's still scary because you don't know why there was an earthquake in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. What's going on? This is not normal. What else is to follow that's not normal? Oh, an eclipse? Boom. Who knows? I don't. It's a lot. It's a lot. There's a lot of things happening. We all know the Taiwan thing. That happened a couple of days prior. And yeah, it's, what can you say? It's a little scary, but you know, really not something that you have much control over. So it is what it is. That's what people are saying today. Like I was talking to people in Florida too. It's like, wow, an earthquake. You know, hurricanes are horrible. Hurricanes are rough, but you know, you could always prepare for a hurricane. Some hurricanes you can't prepare for. Some hurricanes you got to just get out of there. You know what I mean? But in a way, that is preparing too, right? You just eliminate yourself from the geographical radius of where you could consider there might be danger. In an earthquake, you don't really have that luxury of like a warning. So there's not a whole lot you can do. I didn't know if it got like much worse. I was just going to go outside. They say don't go outside. I don't understand the whole don't go outside thing. Why would I stay inside in a structure that could crumble on top of me? If I had an opportunity to go outside and be in somewhere where it's wide open, why wouldn't I want to do that? I don't know. I don't know the rules. I don't make the rules. I don't know the rules. I'm going on a cruise Tuesday. Looking forward to it. Announcement. Shout out to Ryan Q. Ryan Q did a thing. He booked the cruise. He booked the cruise that I'm going on. And so, I told you I got Hannah going. And, this is going to be a fun cruise. We got Ryan in the mix now. I think Ryan's going to have to mix in some work days from what he said. He's the rub, though, okay? Yes, you ain't going to catch me complaining because I have been on the receiving end of some great cruise deals, living in Florida, that type of thing. But I don't know, guys. This is like, and first of all, elated that Ryan's coming. It's going to be a blast. But I'm going on now, and I go on the travel agent site. And I was happy with the price that I paid for the cruise when I paid for it. But then I'm seeing that you can get two people in a room now. Like the base price now is $390 or $299. I believe it was $299. $299 or $399. I mean, that's crazy. That's like less than half the price. So I get it. It's nice. The thing is that you have all these people that tried to be diligent and book early and whatever else, thinking they're getting the best deal. That's all the cruise lines say. You got to book early. You have to book early. You have to book early. Even the outlets, even the people out there saying, well, you got to book early because, you know, it used to be a time when they used to do last minute deals. Those times are gone. Those times are finished. Book early. Book early. Guys, I'm telling you. I'll tell you right now. Booking late. Booking the last. These people, I'm in the Facebook group. People popping up left and right. Hey, just book today. Just book today. So you knew something was up. So I go and check. Yeah. $399 per person. I'm out here paying $1,350. I'm not mad at it though. You know, I'm not gonna write a strongly worded letter to Norwegian. It's just like you feel like, oh, you know, because that's the thing. They like, you know, people were excited in the Facebook group about like how they felt like, oh, this is going to be nice. We don't think the ship is that booked. We don't think it's filled up that much. It's going to be nice to sail on a ship that's slightly. And this is the unique thing about this ship. I didn't know until a couple of days ago that this is the first sailing that is going to be out of New York for this little run here. It's a reposition. They're repositioning after this cruise that they're on right now, and our sailing is the first one that's out of New York. So we'll see how the crew adjusts and everybody adjusts and how it goes. I think it's going to be great. But I'm really, really looking forward to it. I definitely am looking forward to the 5-day cruise to Bermuda. A little freaked out with all the stuff that's going on. You know, we got an eclipse coming. We got tremors happening. And I'm going to sea. And I'm going out into sea, deep sea. Because, you know, you're not hugging the coast when you go to Bermuda. It's a transit. It's a crossing, dare I say. Thought I had something else. Maybe not. But either way, all right, yeah, excited about the cruise. But without further ado, as mentioned, we got the Rooster, John the Rooster Klaikowski. He runs an operation called The Ship Show. Definitely check it out on YouTube. One of the funnest live streams that are out there. He's a seasoned cruiser. He's done the whole bro cruise thing. He's done the family cruise thing. He's done the group cruise thing. So good experience. We kind of freestyled it. You know what I mean? We kind of talked. When you get a guy like John on, you don't necessarily have to bog it down with a bunch of topics. We just kind of freestyled it, talked about some cruising. We covered a lot. We covered a lot. Even some people even catch some strays a little bit, if you know what I'm saying. There's some people out there that took on a little fire during this interview. Let me self-correct here. Conversation. We're not doing interviews. We're doing conversation. So as I said before, without further ado, here's my conversation with John the Rooster Klaikowski. I'm gonna harken back to, and you don't even know this. You got me when you talked about, I think on one of your streams or whatever, you talked about having YouTube Premium, and I was like, look at this guy getting all fancy with the YouTube Premium. I'm here to tell you, you get YouTube Premium, you can't get regular. You have no use for regular YouTube ever again, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah, and you know. I know it's not the cheapest thing in the world, but lately, and I've seen that especially the last 3 weeks, people are going bananas on like live streams. I know one person who goes by the name of Lindy Lou purportedly got 17 ads in my last live stream.
And that's basically, you're getting that. If you don't have YouTube Premium, you're getting hit with that no matter what. And didn't you even say you don't even get the revenue for those?
Yeah, that's the thing, dude. Like, so, every single week. Now, granted, you know, Tommy, I got a video I can send you that'll blow your mind. You know, I'm not the most family-friendly guy out there, right? But I try to keep the cuss words out of there, and you know, mostly innuendo, if anything. But every week I get a thing saying not suitable for ads, and you know, sometimes I deserve it, but you know, they're advertising on my page but not giving me the revenue that they're getting from the advertisement because they say I'm not family friendly, and that's some bullshit.
Oh, so that's a different thing. They're shutting down. They're basically telling you, no, not suitable for ads, but they're running ads and not sharing the money that they get from the ads with you.
Yeah. If it isn't suitable for ads, then don't play the ads.
See,
and you know, when you set up a live stream, it gives you the option like heavy, moderate, or low. And I think one of them might be let me choose, right? And then it sends you a notification in the middle of the stream that says, now's a good time for you to play some ads. I don't do that. I put low.
Yeah, it's just insulting, though. It's just, you take that personally because, I mean, it's like corporate. What are you supposed to do about it? You know what I mean? This is what we're doing. This is where it is. You want to go through the whole process of finding out if there's a glitch or, because probably not. Probably the answer is that, yeah, this is our policy. This is what you do. This is what you signed up for. You didn't read the fine print. But yeah, at the end of the day, even if you wanted to dive in and dig deep into it, it's just, you know, again, trying to fight City Hall. It's a mess. It's really a mess.
Yeah, it's frustrating. The whole ink thing, like, get the flock out of here with that. You can't print anything because, listen, I gave up after 3 hours and said, okay, fine, here, take my $6 a month. I just want to print this. Mind you, Tommy, I'm investing so much time into printing a freaking sticker of Sal Patera douche canoe cologne that I can put on these little mini bottles of cologne to pass out in the swag bags on Bromania.
Okay, hold on. We just covered a lot, and I want to unpack a little bit here. And I never say unpack. I hate when people say unpack, but in this regard, it's appropriate. You went Sal Patera. So he's a little bit of a, you would describe that as, because we talked about that. We talked about the Bromania, the douche canoe, and the cologne. So what's going on with Sal Patera or Pal Cetera, whatever his alias is this week? There's a little bit of a cruise nemesis for you, isn't it?
I can tell you one thing, and this isn't libelous. There was a point in time where this gentleman, Pal Cetera, was inviting people into his Facebook group, you know, so he could sell his wares, his content, which, whatever, if that's your thing, I kind of believe that people will come to you organically. The invite, every time I get an invite, I immediately ignore it. But some of the up-and-coming creators were like inviting Pal into their groups because they got an invite from him, right? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Well, some of these creators had rules within their group. Please don't post your content. Just like he wouldn't like it if all these other creators posted their content in his group. Well, that was completely disregarded by Pal. Pal said, listen, I'm a professional YouTuber. You should know that if you invite me to your group, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to post my content because I'm a professional YouTuber.
Oh, I got hit.
Listen, if the rule is the rule, you follow the rule. You invited me into your stinking group and my wife.
I'm with you on that all the way, because I definitely would wake up every once in a while and I would get, you know, alerts, people, you know, friends in the space and people who would listen, would go, hey, so-and-so, AKA Pal, just posted again in your group. And you know, that's, you know, that is kind of showing a little bit of out of touchiveness with him. That's just not that. That's kind of like a very pretty basic rule. Even the ones that kind of do it in the way where, hey, sorry about that, you know, I apologize.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, but just take it down if it's not allowed.
Yeah.
Post. So then they put all the guilt on you for taking it down.
Yeah.
I've seen that 100 times.
Yeah. Well,
boy, I'm salty, Tommy, from this stinking printer issue.
Yeah, we're going into an area where I wasn't expecting, but I'm here for it. I'm all good for it. But what I was doing, I thought of you the other day, because I don't know the rhyme or reason, you know, whatever. So I own a phone. It's an iPhone. It's an Apple device. It shows up and, you know, they decide now in the top right hand corner, they're showing me memories and stuff like that. You know, where you've been, what you've done. And I got to be honest with you, I kind of like it because I am I do take a lot of pictures and videos on these cruises. And all of a sudden you wake up and you're surprised with these nice little memories. And I got to tell you, man, I was taken back recently to our pre-cruise night. And I love the cruise. I love the Vloggers cruise. I had a great time on it. But that pre-cruise night was really, I love it when you find the most fun in places you don't expect it. We had a fun night running around those bars on Bourbon Street, didn't we?
Oh, man. Yeah. And, you know, the highlight of that night was when you met my partner, Larry.
Yes.
And he still called you by the wrong name.
Yeah, Tony, yeah. Right? He's calling me Tony. Yeah. Thanks, Doodles, for that. Appreciate that. Doodles,
yeah, McShip Show. Speaking of Doodles, he just sent a text. I posted this outfit. And you know, Tommy, I like to spice it up on the cruise with, you know, Ship Show classy.
Very fashion forward.
Yeah. So it's a long story. I ordered a suit, got tricked on Facebook. It was coming from overseas. Got supposedly, according to them, held up in customs. And then I waited 40 days. I still didn't get it. And then wouldn't you know it, 2 days ago, I saw an ad in Amazon of the exact same suit with 2 days shipping. So I said, hey, Bromania is coming up. I still want this suit. I ordered it. And, you know, I took a picture with the suit on last night, posted it in my Facebook group. And Doodles is over here in the comments saying I generated it with AI. He's going to get it.
At the end of the day, though, come on, let's walk that back and take that for what it is. That's a solid compliment, no?
Oh, I mean, I guess so. That was my first thought. He's like, there's no way the rooster can look that good. Well, guess what, Doodles? That's right. I'm hot fire.
Speaking of hot fire, speaking of fashion forward, speaking of cruising, give me a line again when you were questioned about whether you were not allowed to wear your headwear, your hat in a particular dining room on a particular Norwegian cruise ship.
Yeah, I just said no thanks and just walked past.
He said, sir, we'd appreciate it if you didn't wear your hat in the dining room. And you say, hey, excuse me, what is the name of this room? And she said, this is the Manhattan room. Well, I'm a man and I got a hat and I'm wearing my hat in the Manhattan dining room. Oh, and I thought I liked it. I thought you kind of killed that a little bit.
Well, I forgot all about that, Tommy.
You did do it. But yeah, no, I was talking about that. I was just came up and most particularly that shot we did, and I kind of did a little bit of a time lapse, and I noticed this one thing. So you're a man of the arts, you're a man of fashion, you're a man of I guess appreciation of good food. And you know, you're an entertainer too. You could sing, you could do a little dancing. We've all seen you. The rooster is here to entertain you. Me, on the other hand, I mean, you know, some might argue I have a little bit of the gift to give, but yeah, the singing, the dancing, nobody wants that.
Oh, I'm all in for your dancing. You've got some signature moves that cannot be duplicated.
I don't agree, but here's what I do say. I could tell you, if you put on a time lapse and you put on a fun song, in that little time lapse where we did that shot and we did our little dance routine, maybe I'll post it on the group. But if you put it on a time lapse, you can't really tell where the beat starts and the music stops, and it kind of gives you a little bit of the illusion that you can dance a little bit. Those of you who might watch and be like, "No, Tommy, not at all. You're still not fooling us." But
Left move is my favorite.
I do have a solid slide left. It is independent of any beat or rhythm or anything like that, so I can pull that off. But that's about all I got. But yeah, you really broke out some moves, and you know, to remind everybody or to let the newer people know, I did a group cruise a little bit over a year ago, and I was absolutely blown away. Pre-cruise evening, out of nowhere, it's Tony from La Lita Loca, and it's John, and I had no idea that they came in, surprised me, joined us on the group cruise. But I got to say, it was what, maybe day six, because you were holding some moves back. And then on about day six, I think you really let them loose, and we were all kind of, you know, we were pretty impressed.
I can tell you the catalyst to that, and that was the repeated shots of tequila that kept flowing inside that club.
Yeah,
I won't say who was ordering them, but I will say you might be surprised.
I think everybody put on a pretty good showing on that cruise. I gotta tell you, we had known each other virtually, we'd done some lives and this and that, and it was that day at Labadee was pretty important to me, to be honest with you. I was running a little bit late. You were out there nice and early, as you do. And then I kind of stumbled out there at a certain period of time, and we just kind of met on one of the sides of the beaches, and we just kind of like, all right, let's have it out. We kind of know each other. Now let's know each other. Let's have a couple. I was like, that was a great day, man. We had that little beer chug quick and did our gauntlet through the straw markets. It was a good day.
Yeah, I have so many good memories of that. You remember we got our picture taken?
Oh yeah, on the big chair.
Well, then also at the D, the big giant D.
Yes.
But I have to thank you again, because truly, if it weren't for you, I don't know if I would have made it through that gauntlet on the way back.
you mind your business, keep eyes forward. Polite, half smile, thank you very much, and just
you help keep me focused. I remember just two nights prior, here I am showing up at the pre-cruise meet and greet in a freaking mullet and a flannel, acting a fool as Mitch Duwinski coming at you. And all these people looking at me like, who in the cluck is this? And I remember thinking, as a matter of fact, it took like a good 2 to 3 days before people were like, okay, he's all right. He's not as weird as his first impression.
Oh yeah, you definitely threw some weird. Hold on. So first of all, can we clear this up? Mitch Duwinski, is he a real person? Is this a real person or not?
Well, so we have a friend in the cruise community. His name's Dewey Ski. And Tony just dropped that name out of a hat. He said, do you know our friend Mitch Dewey Ski? And then somehow it morphed into Mitch Duwinski. And that's not his real name, but yeah, Dewey Ski. That was the inspiration for that. Tony dropped that one out of nowhere as I walked up.
Because this is the gentleman who was asking me where I was going to be pre-cruise, and I'm like literally saying, "Oh, you're cruising too? Yeah, we should kind of maybe do a meetup somewhere." And this was your recon, right? You were getting to.
Oh yes, you're right. There was kind of a hidden truth to it all. Yeah, he was my recon guy. I was like, hey, find out where they're going. Because we were trying to surprise you, so we didn't know where you guys were going to be. And, you know, finally, we had to, we're standing in the parking lot trying to figure out where you guys might be. And then finally, we're like, well, I guess we're going to have to reach out to old Scotty boy.
You guys absolutely nailed that. There was no playing it cool. There was no, and yes, I am a little embarrassed that I did not, legitimately did not recognize you at first. I literally met Mitch as though, oh yeah, it's Mitch. Yeah. Cause Tony introduced. And I was like, oh yeah, of course I know. Come on. Yeah. Hey, Mitch.
Even said, hey, how you doing? What's your name again? Skip? Yeah. It's a classic.
You guys absolutely nailed that one. That was great. I'm forever appreciative and humbled for that. You guys showing up. That made for one hell of a week. That was a wild week. And yeah, we got, I guess you could kind of say yourself and me were, we kind of became part of, I guess, cruise content history with that peer run / subsequent Tony from La Lita Loca video that he put together.
Yeah, the vitriol with which people just went at us. And, you know, I get it. It's the internet and there's no controlling it. But I mean, lately, I've really seen it. I say this, mind you, after I've spent the last hour cussing at no one in this empty house about the darn printer. It was definitely a little bit more outrage than was probably required. But I mean, lately I've noticed like the people just don't care in the comments. They just go bananas. Like I just the other day, you know, Sharon at Sea did another tongue in cheek style video of just saying, hey, the cruise ducks, we've had enough, you know, switching it up, doing a video. And boy, oh boy. It's hilarious to me, and I hope this upsets some people, and I hope it gets the comments going. But it's hilarious to me that grown adults are that caught up and invested in rubber ducks that they would go out of their way to make a comment telling people to quit YouTube altogether because they made an anti-duck video that really wasn't anti-duck. It was just, hey, here's an alternative.
It really is disturbing to see the enthusiasm in which people come with so much hate for. And I could tell you about the peer running thing. I feel like, you know, we all search for vindication and things. And I could tell you right now, I feel vindicated in that. I've seen some videos lately where there's crew members, you know, everybody got into it. I described the whole scenario with the whole pier run and the whole kind of like being in a fishbowl and having like everybody in their balconies kind of waving you in. And it kind of, honestly, they're lying. If they don't say that enhances the same people that are lining up in La Lita Loca to, I guess, just what would you say? Just condemn pier running in general. They are the same people whose vacations are being contributed to because they're lining up to see these pier runners. And
you're so right.
And I can tell you also, shut the cluck up. about how it inconveniences the crew and it creates all these problems, because I'm seeing videos lately where the crew is playing along with it. The crew is playing along like they're like, you know, they're encouraging them to run faster and smiling the whole way. This is not what people should be upset about. I mean, really, if you want to, no offense,
yeah,
if you want a commentary on society, go to that video and look in those comments and, God bless the Loca fam. They're beautiful people, and anybody who follows Tony and Jenny and what they do, they know what they're very they as they should. But I mean,
well, you know, it comes with the territory. You start getting more and more followers. It's inevitable that there's going to be these days almost a majority of people who, you know, just have no filter in their fingers.
I guess it's kind of like you kind of can equate it to restaurant reviews, right? Like, if you have a good experience versus you have a bad experience, are people more likely to go on and on and on about a bad experience and can't wait to get home and get those keyboards fired up so that they can kind of bash the restaurant? I wish they would kind of attack the good stuff that they enjoy with the same enthusiasm. But no, when you're talking about commenters, if you're like a perennial commenter, like a real, like, you know what, I'm gonna go in and do me some commenting, typically not looking for the good.
No, and it's actually very sad, you know what I mean? Like, I went on a rant last week about people were so upset about an individual, and you can relate to this, Tommy, and I'm all for it, quite frankly. Because I don't filter my coffee in the morning through the bottom of my mattress fabric, but people just going off about the absolute disgustingness of the person who put their mattress out on the balcony and the germs. Oh, the germs. And they should be banned for life. I mean, listen. I'm not saying that the dang balcony is the cleanest spot in the world to put your mattress, but I'm also very well aware of what quite possibly could have happened to that mattress about 72 hours before I got in it. And I don't know. I think I'd rather take my chances with what's on the balcony than what could have been on that bed, is all I'm saying. And it's just like, ban them now.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you just enjoy your vacation? Like, I was thinking about this the other day, Tommy. Like, the cruise vlog space, the cruise community. It's like you join these groups because, you know, I would like to think typically you would join any of the cruise communities out there to help, you know, to celebrate what you love doing for vacation, right? But, like, at what point does it, like, do you say, oh, screw that, I'm here for the vitriol? Like, I guess it'll always be that way and I'll never understand it, but it's like, man, the emotional investment in the negativity can surely is not enhancing your life in any way.
Not at all.
Listen to me, just going off.
No, I'm with you. I'm standing with you on all of it because I am the subject of that. I like to, and I've calmed down. People may not even believe that, but compared to when I first started cruising, prior to when I had any type of podcast or anything, there was a level of cruising that I did that, I mean, if you think the pier running thing is crazy, this back in the day with the crowd we used to run around with on these cruise ships before all my rowdy friends settled down, it was, you know, this, we were.
Oh, I've seen the videos, I've seen the pictures, and I've look like a good time to me, Tommy.
Let cruise how you want to cruise. Enjoy your vacation. And that's one of a Calecoism too. When you said, excuse me, sir, you're not in charge of my vacation. I kind of like that line and I've used it a few times since.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. Yep.
All right. So I wanted to get you on because one of the things you do very, very well is create community. One of the things you do really, really well is get people involved and get people hyped up about cruising. And I'm going to go out there and say unequivocally that part of cruising, like when you book a cruise, and that's part of the reason the name of the show is Always Be Booked, is because, you know, it's being booked. being booked is part of the cruise. Like, so when you go on the cruise, you have those 7, 8, 10 days, whatever it is, and they're the time of your life, memories forever, the whole bit. But when I booked the cruise 3 months out, a year out, year and a half out, whatever it is, that's the beginning of my vacation. And I take the planning. Now, am I just glued to it every day? No, obviously when it gets closer to it, you get amped up a little bit more. But between the music, you know, what kind of playlist do I want to be running with? Between the shore excursions and your opportunities for shore excursions, whether it's go on your own, book with the cruise line or third party websites or kind of like, you know, Viators or whatever it is, anything to do with kind of making sure that I optimize. And half the time, John, half the time, I'm not even doing any of the stuff that I plan to do. But the pre-cruise booking, whether it's, you know, interacting with the wackos that you're going to be sailing with in the Facebook group, your friends, whatever, I wanted to kind of get your take or maybe some, I guess, best practices from you when it comes to, and I guess the key phrase I'm kind of going with is properly assuring that you're going to have a great cruise. What's your planning process like?
Well, honestly, knowing what I know about cruising, I just know it doesn't matter. Half the time when I get off the ship, everything that I had in mind doesn't happen, but I just know I'm going to have fun. But like you said, to your point, the playlist, right? I like got a cruise leaving Monday. We're both going to be at sea. I'm sitting here like curating a playlist to, you know, for the 2 days prior when we're hanging out at the Airbnb by the pool, right? Like that's exciting. That's fun. Getting all the clothes that I'm going to wear.
Yeah, I was going to. So is that a thing? In my earlier cruising days, that was a thing for me. I was like, okay, what's the shopping day? When are we going to go out? When are we going to make? Because there's nothing like, I don't care. I'm sorry. It's stupid. There's nothing like ripping open a fresh pack of underwear, socks, or wife beaters on the cruise, not packing the ones you washed and folded.
Oh, yeah, especially right? Socks.
Just pulling them out. So you would say, what's your level of cruise shopping? Listen, shout out to Sherry, Cruise Tips TV. We are not around here the experts when it comes to the packing cubes, the step-by-step. Go check her out because she's done so many hours of just good quality, planning and packing tips. But as far as on the shopping end of it, you like to go percentage of new stuff when you're getting on board?
For my dress up stuff. Yeah. Yeah. And then I'll always get, you know, like a t-shirt or two that might be different, but I get super stoked about it. Right. Like I was really upset because I ordered my suit on February 17th and it still hadn't arrived. I was like down in the dumps. I'm like, oh no, I'm going to have to wear the same suit again. I can't do that. But, you know, all's well that ends well. I did get my new suit and I can't wait to wear it.
Yeah, no.
Right. Like, and I get excited about that. And not just that, just like the other day. And let me just say this, Tommy. I don't know how I do it. I don't know how I lose those plastic luggage tag covers as much as I do. But I'm telling you, I have to order them every other cruise because I somehow misplace them. And they come in packs of 10 for crying out loud. But just the other day, I printed my luggage tags out, put them in. I've ordered new tag or, you know, the plastic covers from Amazon. I was excited when they showed up. You know, it was a whole thing. I get to put them in there. I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go. This is real. I'm looking at my luggage tags. It's real. Let's do this.
I don't have you pegged for a lanyard guy. Are you a lanyard guy?
No.
You're not messing around with that.
No,
right?
No, but I will say this. I might be better served with one because in my last four cruises, I've had to go to guest services at least one time to get a new card.
Yeah.
Because I misplaced it somehow. Well, one time it just blew out of my hand just as I was walking across the gangway onto the ship and straight into the ocean. But security saw it.
You know, so I would imagine that would happen more often than you think, because especially like, you know, sometimes those upper decks, it's really, really windy up there, especially when you get to the, you know, above the pool deck. That's when they close some of the areas, like sometimes mini golf is closed or whatever. So I'm surprised, like, there's not a lot of cruise cards flying. There probably are.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. That just reminded me. I'll never forget this time. We were on Freedom of the Seas. It was my family and I. And I was snorkeling in St. Thomas. And I'm like snorkeling and looking at fish and I'm looking down and all of a sudden I see a Sea Pass card, like, I don't know, 10, 12 feet below me. And I'm like, who's that idiot? Some idiot lost their Sea Pass card. Ha ha. And I swim down there to get it. And as I'm getting closer, I look and it's mine.
Yeah, we do.
It came out of my pocket.
Yeah.
Right. Miracle I was able to grab it, but things happen.
I had a this last group cruise that we had it was so great in so many ways, but it was not without its moments of disaster, as you know, that's part of it. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're thinking about booking a Pirates and Pier Runners cruise, you got to understand that's what it is, the bond that is created. John has been on one, we have the best time, but yes, it's not going to be without some wild, crazy, I don't want to use the D for drama word, but it happens. There's things that do happen. And on this one, I guess the dramatic day was on St. Thomas when I'm speeding around on a jet ski, then come in, have a couple of drinks. We get back on the ship and I'm floating around the aft pool, and shout out to Michelle G. Michelle is just returning $100 bills that have just fallen out of my bathing suit as I'm just like floating around this pool. And she's like, Tommy, I think you mentioned you were talking about having these bills on you and you were concerned about where they are. I think they're falling out of your pockets again. And she was just basically scuba diving. I think she returned like $300 or $400 bills to me. And I was even barely conscious for it, but those types of things happen, man. It does.
But, you know, Tommy, there's so many aspects to it, right? Not just the clothes, not just the, you know, the luggage tags, the music and stuff. It, like you said, when you're booked and you know that you've got a cruise coming up, it really just, you know, puts a pep in your step where you start researching and you're even having fun, right? Like, you know, you're not going to buy anything right now, but hey, I got a few minutes. Let's take a look and see what's doing over here in this port and see what we can do here. That's fun too. And, you know, sad to say, after this one here this week, I don't have another one until March of 25, but every week that I would have had available, and this is, you know, okay. Stella has, my youngest daughter has a gymnastics event or some other thing that I'm required to be at. And, you know, I will say this, she is full on invested in gymnastics and that is her thing. So I guess if I gotta slow it down for now, you know, I'll do it, because there's nothing, it's so fun. We don't get to see her practice, so it's so fun going to these events and seeing the things that she's learned how to do. Like, how in the heck are you doing that?
The progress, right? I mean, the gymnast stuff is just crazy to me, especially those rings and how they just run around on those balance beams and without. It's truly, it has to just be the result of hours and hours and hours and hours of hard work. So good for her.
Yeah. So, you know, it is what it is, but you know, she's been like, hey, when can we cruise? When are we going to cruise? When are we going to cruise? And it's like, hey, I'm sorry, girl. It's that gymnastic schedule's brutal.
So I guess just me in general, like I really, really do. The minute I become booked, I do feel like, I don't know. I don't know if anybody else agrees with this out there, but yeah, when I actually book a cruise that I'm really going on, because, you know, we dabble, we play around, we'll put deposits down on cruises here and there. And we know when we put the deposit down, you know what, there's some sort of a chance that I may not be able to make this one. But when I know I'm booking a cruise that I'm actually going on, that I feel booked, the feeling of being booked for me is just different. And yes, I start beginning to like, okay, so where are we going? All right, let's see. You know, I will first look at what the cruise line has to offer as far as excursions, see if there's anything that jumps out at me, and then I'll kind of,
and then you quickly say, never mind.
Sometimes, and then like I'll also kind of go through my mental Rolodex, like, okay, where are we gonna go? Okay, Ocho Rios, yes, I want to do Dunn Rivers Falls, want to do Montego Bay Bar Crawl. Some of the things that I know, or some of the things that like St. Thomas that I just become addicted to doing, even though I would love to do 12 other things at St. Thomas, but there's just certain traditions that I've become passionate about that I just can't, pry myself away from. But then, yes, yeah. Then I do go into whole, okay, you know what? Being booked, clearly, maybe yesterday at the gym, I was listening to some EDM or some 90s hip hop, but today, no, it's going to be, a little bit of maybe some Buffett, Chesney, or Zach Brown. Definitely, I have a playlist that I've been adding to here and there. I think it's called the Pirates and Pier Runners, whatever it is. But yeah, there's a lot of good music out there to listen to, and it's not just the basics. There's so much out there. It's almost like I feel like some sort of like genre. There's vacation music can be like also considered a genre of music. There's like a lot of ska bands out there that really kind of pay tribute to the Caribbean and stuff like that.
Yep. And there's songs, or just hearing like the steel drums. That's a vibe. Now, granted, I can't stand the wobble anymore. That one kind of, I just cringe, but still, if they stopped playing the wobble, I'd probably be disappointed,
So. No, I do think that. I think there's some sort of, some of the line dancing songs, the cha-cha slide. I'm not going to say it's completely retired, but I feel like they may have retired the electric slide finally, no?
Well, here's hoping. There's 17 songs that have the same exact dance.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. But I agree with you with the wobble. The wobble can definitely go. You're still on the bourbon, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I just received these little miniature labels of my own special whiskey.
Oh, so that looked amazing. So that's, you got that kind of taken care of through like a whiskey company, or
No. I just designed a cool label on Photoshop, printed it on Zazzle, and I'm filling up miniature bottles of Jack Daniels with, mid shelf whiskey and passing it out as my own.
That's amazing. Can you so switching over to that, the Bromania thing, again, I mentioned before, you've done a phenomenal job in whatever you want to call it, community building, and anybody who tunes into the Ship Show on Wednesday nights, would you say 9 o'clock, give or take, maybe?
I always say nine-ish,
right? That's fair. There's a little bit of a subdivision out of your, the coop, and you call your crew the coop. There's a little bit of a subdivision of, let's call them bros, that take this, what has become a new tradition, the Bromania cruise. Can you give us a little on this?
Yeah. So, one of my favorite things about the community, it truly is the friendships that I've made, throughout. And, I've made so many, and I love cruising with, kind of like that big core group that we know and we love. But then, there's also like Bromania is completely separate of that. And, when we first did it, we said, okay, the first year it'll just be the four of us. And then after that, we'll just kind of make it a group thing, like the guys group cruise, right?
Yeah.
We learned very quickly through the course of that first 4 days on Freedom of the Seas that based on what we were talking about and the things we were doing and all of that, we decided, we can't do that, because then we wouldn't be able to do this. We wouldn't be able to do that. We wouldn't be able to say this. We wouldn't be able to say that. And it's just kind of become a thing. Not to be exclusive at all, but it'd be no different than cruising with your family for a change. This is these are people that one way or the other I ended up getting really tight with over time, and boy, I wouldn't have it any other way.
So is this, when is the Bromania cruise, or do you not say?
Well, no, we sail out on Monday. It's Monday the 8th through the 13th. So it's a 5-day and it's on Liberty or Independence. I just call it Liberpendence. I always get the two confused.
Wait, what's the third one? Liberty, Independence,
Freedom.
Freedom.
So
freedom,
right. Sometimes I'll get snazzy and say Liberpendence dumb or, you know, Freederpendence, whatever. But
oh, man. And so where's that leaving out of Miami?
It's leaving out of Miami. And you know, after our first trip to Labadee, when I was with you, I was excited because this year we said, let's go to Labadee. And I won't go into the details, but our whole intention was to film the whole day in Labadee as if we were on our fictitious island that we've created called Ship Show Island. It's a phallic island, if you will. And we have a whole shtick going for several years about this. We were going to film as if we were on Ship Show Island and, you know, some of the things that you can expect if you come. Well, with the situation in Haiti, they canceled that on us. So, they did. Honestly, Tommy, we thought we were getting one over on the cruise line, right? So you know what a casita is, right?
Yeah.
So they have a port day price and a sea day price. The sea day price is almost double what the port day price is for a casita.
There's not too many deals to be had on those either, right?
Yeah. So when they said that there was issues going on in Haiti, I talk to the guys. I'm like, listen, this problem is not going to solve itself in a week. And Arnold came up with the idea, well, they're probably just going to give us a sea day since it's a 5-day cruise. You know, they'll call it a fun day at sea with extra events. We should book a casita at the port day rate. And so we're like, yeah, let's do it. So we did. And then they sent an email out and said, we're going to Grand Cayman. So we didn't get the value there, but okay. Still we kept the casita and we kept the casita. We'll go hit up a bar there on the beach or something. And then we'll just come back and, you know, we'll chill.
How long do you get it for?
As I recall, I think it was something like 10 to 7 or 10 to 6, something like that. But you have an attendant, you know, you press a button. We call him Jeeves. You press the button and, you know, like Ask Jeeves, The website. You press the button and they'll come if you need a drink or whatever. But and then, of course, it's a prerequisite of Bromania that we stop in Nassau and make a visit to our favorite bar in the Caribbean, the Bearded Clam.
So what other, like, I guess you can't share all of it for, you know, reasons why I totally understand. You know, I think it's awesome that you have like a little bit of a, let's call it a sanctuary or a safe space.
Yes.
You fellas,
great
kinda,
way to describe
you
it.
You fellas can get together and you can kind of not necessarily worry about the political correctness or not that you're going off the rails or, you know, not that you're, you know, but you're basically, it's carefree cruising. And is there anything else, again, whether it's the sail away? I remember one time you guys got a little Airbnb or whatever, and that looked like a fun time, what you guys had going on there. What other properties make Bromania as cool as it is?
Well, yeah, definitely the Airbnb, which we did again this year. We're like right across the road from the airport in Fort Lauderdale. We got a house with a really cool pool area and a bar built in with kegerators, all of it. And that's a big part of that whole trip is the 2 days prior. We just sit around, smoke cigars and, you know, prepare, talk about what we're going to do and all that stuff. And it's a lot of fun.
That sounds awesome. So it's Grand Cayman. It's Nassau.
Yep, that's it.
That's it? Okay. That's interesting. That's an interesting itinerary. You don't really hear that pairing too much, Grand Cayman and Nassau.
Yeah. Well, originally our intentions were to make it Coco Cay and Labadee.
Yeah.
Whatever we did, we were going to try to hit both in one shot, but that didn't work out with the dates. But, you know, I've been to Grand Cayman once. We did the Stingray excursion. You drive on a boat for like an hour and a half, play with some stingrays for a little bit, and then drive an hour and a half back. I won't be doing that again, but York, Doodles, my neighbor and former co-host, he I think he had his honeymoon there or an anniversary or something. And he's like, listen, you can drink your own beer on the beach there. So you get a cooler and you just go plop down on the beach and chill for a couple hours. And I'm thinking, we got this whole grand scheme. You know, there's no limit on Royal Caribbean, right? So every now and then you just order an extra beer. And if they don't open it, you know, you try to get them, hey, can you not open that? I got a, my hands full here. You know, you store up a few beers because, listen, man, we were going to go golfing in Grand Cayman. I don't know if people know this, but it's like the most expensive Caribbean island there is.
Yeah, it's definitely an affluent Caribbean island.
$27 for a small bucket of golf balls. If that's what they're charging for a small bucket of golf balls for the driving range, I can't imagine what a six pack of beer is going to cost.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see. We'll see if the plan works. But
it's crazy you just said that because I had a hankering. I was listening to No Shoes Radio, like I will, and literally, I don't understand. I don't know if this, I don't remember this being normal. I don't remember it being 35 degrees and disgustingly rainy in New York, in April, but I guess it can happen. But I was just listening to No Shoes Radio driving, and, you know, in between songs, sometimes they have Kenny Chesney, hanging with Kenny. And they were just talking and they're playing guitar. And then you just hear a noise every once in a while. And you can't, you know, you got to be a little bit of a drunk to realize it. But I guess maybe, you know, if the shoe fits, you just know what they're doing. They're sticking their hand into a cooler and you're hearing the rumbling of ice and a little and then the water. And then
yeah.
I got an instant urge to what you just said. I literally two, three days ago, like, wham, wow, hold on. I would love to be just sitting on a beach, being able to grab beer from an ice cold cooler. I kind of want to create that environment for some reason.
Yeah. And you know, that's something you can't do with a large group too. You know, the logistics of that is just a mess and you run out of beer quick. You know, I'm looking forward to that. Just chilling with a cooler full of beer and really not having an agenda whatsoever. Whether or not we do anything or we do something.
Totally.
Don't care.
All right. So before I do get you out of here, I know that the first time I know the first time I've heard about you doing one of your group cruises, I think it was out of New York City to Bermuda on a Norwegian breakaway class ship. Mm-hmm. You had some issues on that one. I think there was some current issues or wind issues that you couldn't dock or whatever.
Yep.
I don't know if you ever got to Bermuda. Did you ever end up at all ever making it to Bermuda on any cruise?
Well, we did on that one. We were supposed to be there like 2.5 days. We ended up getting about 6 hours.
Oh, okay.
But I know you're headed there, aren't you?
Yeah, but did you go back?
I haven't since, and I've been wanting to.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I was going to maybe try to steal a couple of tips if you had any. But yeah, it's probably hard to really be an expert in 6 hours, but you have anything?
Well, I can tell you this. What the highlight of that, there is a where that main beach is there, and I can't remember what it's called.
Horseshoe Bay?
Yes. If you go beyond that from the cruise port about, I don't know, maybe 3/4 of a mile. There's like an area that's open and you can get dropped off by, this is what our cab driver did. He dropped us off and he said, listen, just trust me on this. Get on this path and keep following the path and you'll end up in Horseshoe Bay. But literally every like 400 or 500 yards, you would run into like a completely secluded beach, like surrounded by rocks. So like
rock formations, right? Yeah. Like almost like the baths in Virgin Gorda.
Gorgeous. I mean, each one was just as beautiful as the next. And it was really cool. And I remember thinking, man, this is how you spend a day. But we were so rushed for time. We were just like, let's keep walking.
Right. No, that seems amazing. I definitely think I haven't heard it explained, but I think on some of the videos I've watched, I've seen it and I'm kind of been alerted. I'm like, whoa, where is that? Well, what is that area? That's Horseshoe Bay proper, where everybody hangs out and everybody's kind of, you know, lounging around. But then, it looked like they had these little secluded little areas too.
Yeah.
That was surrounded by rock formations. And I was like, get me there. I think I'm going to have to end up there.
I'm talking literally like maybe 80 foot wide section of gorgeous beach that's just like its own private cove. Nobody's there. You know, when you first get to the Horseshoe Bay, if you were to just get out of your cab and then walk to the furthest end of the beach from where you came, you'll come into like some woodsy areas. There's a trail that just goes through there. You could do it in reverse and then just turn around when you'd had enough. Right. But it's gorgeous. You just keep walking and there's another beach. There's another one.
All right. So you ready? You ready? Are you you packed up? You ready to go? You do any of that stuff yet? Are you, you're the last minute guy too, right?
You know, Tommy, let me tell you something. Yes, I am. But I have to say that I really thought that this week I was coming into it in a good spot, because went home this weekend for Easter in Ohio, and then the girls flew to Orlando to spend their mother-daughter trip in Disney. So I'm a bachelor all week, and I'm thinking to myself, you have no idea the amount of stuff I'm going to be able to get done, and I'm going to be so prepared for this. Meanwhile, I'm spending 4 hours trying to get a stinking printer to work. So no, I'm not prepared, and I'm quite certain, as usual, it's going to end up being one of those I don't sleep the night before, mad dash to get the bags packed and racing to the airport. But I'm okay, because that's fun too.
I know a certain faction of the American population that they like to call the coop, who wouldn't want it any other way.
Oh, yes. They're all waiting to see what I forgot to pack, if I lose my passport. And God love them.
Absolutely. Ciao, man. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, man. No problem. Thank you for having me.